北京外国语大学，北京外语音像出版社。
The Beijing Foreign Languages Audiovisual Publishing House. Beijing Foreign Studies University.
Up Close Two.By Anna Ul Shamo, Isabel Rainey de Diaz, and Joan Baker Gonzalez.
Unit 1. Great movie. Warm up. Exercise B. Listen. Where did the people go?Check the correct picture.
So, did you like it?
Like it? I loved it.
Me too. I enjoyed the last part a lot.
The music was great.
Yeah, the new songs were so good.
Yeah, that was a really great concert.
Conversation. Getting to know you. Jason and Casey are on their first date. First, they saw a movie.Now they're at a restaurant. Exercise A. Listen and practice.
So, did you like the movie?
Yes, I did. I liked it a lot. Did you enjoy it?
It was all right. I closed my eyes. I don't like horror movies very much.
I didn't know that. I'm sorry about the movie.
Oh, that's okay. It wasn't so bad.
Well...Here are our drinks. Oh, no! What did I do? I spilled my drink all over you. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Don't worry about it.
Look, why don't we go for a walk?
I'm sorry. I can't. It's late, and I have a test tomorrow. I studied last night, but I didn't study a lot.
Oh, no. I blew it.
That was a great date.
Grammar in context. Talking about past events. Pronunciation. Exercise C. The past tense endings of regular verbs can be pronounced t, liked, d, spilled, id.Wanted. Listen and check the ending you hear.
1. Jason handed Casey her drink. Jason handed Casey her drink. 2. Jason spilled the drink on Casey. Jason spilled the drink on Casey. 3.They looked at each other. They looked at each other. 4. He really liked her. He really liked her. 5. Casey closed her eyes. Casey closed her eyes.6. Casey wanted to go home. Casey wanted to go home. 7. Jason listened to her. Jason listened to her. 8. Casey studied a lot. Casey studied a lot.
Exercise D. Listen again and repeat.
1. Jason handed Casey her drink. 2. Jason spilled the drink on Casey. 3. They looked at each other. 4. He really liked her. 5. Casey closed her eyes. 6. Casey wanted to go home. 7. Jason listened to her. 8. Casey studied a lot.
Vocabulary in context. Talking about movies. Listening. Exercise A. Listen. What kind of movie did each person see? Number the movies you hear. 1.
I hated the movie. It was very scary.
2.
I didn't like the movie. It was slow and it wasn't exciting at all.
3.
I saw a great movie. People lived in space. They had lots of problems with the people on other stars and other planets. It was so interesting.
4.
I laughed during the whole movie. It was so funny.
5.
It was a very sad movie. Yeah, I cried.
6.
I loved the movie. The Wild West was so exciting.
Listening in context. Exercise A. Listen. Circle the types of movies showing at Golden Theaters.
Thank you for calling Golden Theaters. Showing in Theater 1, Love Letters, a romantic comedy starring Tom Connelly and Mary Ryan. Love Letters screens at 2:25 and 6:40. In Theater 2, Monsters Never Sleep, a horror movie starring Janine Lee. Monsters Never Sleep screens at 3:50 and 7:10. In Theater 3, Indian Territories, a western starring Robert Murray, screens at 12:30 and 3 o'clock. And that's the schedule for this week. Thank you for calling Golden Theaters.
Exercise B. Write the show times for each movie.
Thank you for calling Golden Theaters. Showing in Theater 1, Love Letters, a romantic comedy starring Tom Connelly and Mary Ryan. Love Letters screens at 2:25 and 6:40. In Theater 2, Monsters Never Sleep, a horror movie starring Janine Lee. Monsters Never Sleep screens at 3:50 and 7:10. In Theater 3, Indian Territories, a western starring Robert Murray, screens at 12:30 and 3 o'clock. And that's the schedule for this week. Thank you for calling Golden Theaters.
Exercise C. Read the information below. Listen again. Which movie do you think each person saw? Check the theater.
Thank you for calling Golden Theaters. Showing in Theater 1, Love Letters, a romantic comedy starring Tom Connelly and Mary Ryan. Love Letters screens at 2:25 and 6:40. In Theater 2, Monsters Never Sleep, a horror movie starring Janine Lee. Monsters Never Sleep screens at 3:50 and 7:10. In Theater 3, Indian Territories, a Western starring Robert Murray, screens at 12:30 and 3 o'clock. And that's the schedule for this week. Thank you for calling Golden Theaters.
Unit 2. Where's the Walk of Fame? Warm-up. Exercise B. Jason wants to go sightseeing. What does he want to see? Listen and check the pictures above.
What are you doing, Jason?
I'm making a list.
A list?
Yeah. Well, we're living in Hollywood now. There are a lot of famous places to visit. I want to go sightseeing, so I'm making a list.
Where do you want to go?
I want to go to Mann's Chinese Theater, then the Walk of Fame, and there's Universal Studios.
You want to do all of that today? How do we get to all those places in one day?
Well, Mann's Chinese Theater is on Hollywood Boulevard. The Walk of Fame is at the corner of Hollywood Boulevard and Vine Street, so they're not far, and... Oh, I forgot. I want to see the Hollywood Bowl, too. It's just north of here. And then there's...
Conversation. Where's the Walk of Fame? Jason and Brad are looking for the Walk of Fame. Stacy and Casey are looking for the Walk of Fame, too. Exercise A. Listen and practice.
How was your date with Casey last night?
It was awful. I blew it.
I'm really sorry, Jason.
Thanks. Hey, where are we? Let's ask for directions.
How was your date with Jason last night?
It was great. I'm so glad. Thanks. I think we're lost. Why don't we ask for directions?
Excuse me, where's the Walk of Fame?
It's on Hollywood Boulevard, between Vine Street and Fairfax Avenue. Go north on Highland Avenue and turn left on Hollywood Boulevard. The Walk of Fame is right there.
Thank you.
Excuse me, can you tell us how to get to the Walk of Fame?
Well, sure. Go south on Highland Avenue and turn right at the first corner. That's Hollywood Boulevard.
Thanks.
Casey, what are you doing here?
Jason, hi. It's great to see you.
Grammar in context. Describing location. Practice. Exercise A. Pair work. Listen and practice the conversation with a partner.
Where's the community college?
It's at the end of College Avenue. It's on the corner of College and Ocean.
Where's the college bookstore?
It's on Church Street, across from the public library. Why?
Casey's a medical student. I want to get a book about medicine for her.
Listening. Exercise D. Listen for the location of each store. Add the store names to the map.
Where's the bedroom and bath shop?
It's next to the jewelry store.
Where's the jewelry store?
It's between the bedroom and bath shop and the toy store.
Where's the children's clothes store?
It's across from the electronics store.
Where's the shoe store?
It's across from the bedroom and bath store.
Pronunciation. Exercise E. Listen to the stressed words.
It's on the left. It's near the store.
Exercise F. Listen. Underline the stressed words. Then repeat.
1. It's on Fifth Avenue. It's on Fifth Avenue. 2. It's across from the bank. It's across from the bank. 3. They're on Center Street. They're on Center Street. 4. It's between the bank and the post office. It's between the bank and the post office. 5. It's on the right. It's on the right. 6. It's next to a hotel. It's next to a hotel.
7. Vocabulary and context. Asking for and giving directions. Exercise A. Listen to the conversation. It's Saturday. Ken is on Melrose Avenue. He wants to go to Capitol Records. He asks a police officer for directions.
Excuse me, how do I get to Capitol Records from here?
Excuse me?
Can you tell me how to get to Capitol Records?
Go east on Melrose. Go to Vine Street. Turn left on Vine. Capitol Records is right there.
Thanks, officer.
Listening in context. Exercise A. Listen. What does Jason want to do? Circle the correct answer.
Hey, Casey. Are there any good restaurants near here?
Sure. There are lots of good restaurants. Do you like salads?
Yes, I do.
Well, how about Salads of the Stars? It's on 3rd Street, near the mall.
Excuse me?
Salads of the Stars. It's a restaurant. They serve salads named after movie stars. Movie stars. Right. There's a wonderful Marilyn Monroe salad. It comes with a tasty low-fat dressing.
Great. How do I get there?
Go west on Hollywood Boulevard to Highland Avenue. Turn left on Highland. Go to 3rd Street and turn right. It's on the corner of 3rd Street and Highland.
Thanks. Casey?
Yeah?
Why don't we go there together?
Sure. I'd love to.
Exercise B. Listen again. Write the directions to Salads of the Stars.
Hey, Casey, are there any good restaurants near here?
Sure. There are lots of good restaurants. Do you like salads?
Yes, I do.
Well, how about Salads of the Stars? It's on 3rd Street, near the mall.
Excuse me?
Salads of the Stars. It's a restaurant. They serve salads named after movie stars. Movie stars. Right. There's a wonderful Marilyn Monroe salad. It comes with a tasty low-fat dressing.
Great. How do I get there?
Go west on Hollywood Boulevard to Highland Avenue. Turn left on Highland. Go to 3rd Street and turn right. It's on the corner of 3rd Street and Highland.
Thanks. Casey?
Yeah?
Why don't we go there together?
Sure. I'd love to.
Minute 3. We're jogging at Griffith Park. Conversation. I love to exercise. Really? Exercise A. Listen and practice. Annie and Ben are at Griffith Park. They're jogging.
This is an easy hill.
Easy? It's a mountain.
Do you go jogging often?
Well, yes. Yes, I do. I jog every day.
Ben, slow down. You're running too fast.
No, I'm not. I'm not running too fast. I'm in great shape. I go to the gym 3 times a week.
I'm worried about you, Ben. Let's take a break.
I don't need a break. I'm doing fine.
Really?
I'm slowing down because I'm wearing new shoes. That's the problem.
Yeah, right.
Grammar in context. Talking about healthy eating habits and exercise. Listening. Exercise B. Listen to these different recorded telephone messages. Fill out the chart below with the information you hear. 1.
Hi, this is Annie. I can't take your call. I'm jogging.
Two.
Hi, this is Jason and Brad. We can't come to the phone. Jason has 2 auditions and he's exercising every day this week. I'm at the library. I study every day from 10 to 1.
Three.
Hi, this is Ben. I'm working. Please leave a message.
Four.
Hello, it's Ken. I'm in class.
Five.
Hello, this is Casey. Please leave a message. I'm studying, and Stacy works from 9 to 5.
Vocabulary in context. Exercising. Pronunciation. Exercise C. Listen. You will hear each sentence twice, first in slow speech, and then in natural speech.
1. Why don't we try to get more exercise? Why don't we try to get more exercise? 2. Don't you go to the gym every day? Don't you go to the gym every day? 3. You need to exercise more. You need to exercise more. 4. I want to go for a run. I want to go for a run. 5. Do you want to go jogging? Do you want to go jogging? 6. Do you like to swim? Do you like to swim? 7. Why don't we go to the park? Why don't we go to the park? 8. She needs to get more sleep. She needs to get more sleep.
Exercise D. Listen again. Notice the different pronunciations of 2.
1. Why don't we try to get more exercise? Why don't we try to get more exercise? 2. Don't you go to the gym every day? Don't you go to the gym every day? 3. You need to exercise more. You need to exercise more. 4. I want to go for a run. I want to go for a run. 5. Do you want to go jogging? Do you want to go jogging? 6. Do you like to swim? Do you like to swim? 7. Why don't we go to the park? Why don't we go to the park? 8. She needs to get more sleep. She needs to get more sleep.
英语课堂，欢迎你。
英语课堂，欢迎你。
听啊，点儿看。